You're listening to The Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Susan Sands and Annette Mancuso are here. We are gathered to talk about the Band Festival, which is happening in a matter of days. It is at the Franklin Regional High School. Nanette, you want to start with details, the hour? What time are we beginning?
It starts at 2. You can arrive at 1 o'clock, and we have hours worth of free concerts for the public until 5 o'clock and a cookie cabaret after.
What's it going to cost me? Is it free?
Yes.
But you can make a free will offering.
Yes,
should
you
be moved.
We appreciate that.
Great. And what are we calling it? I forget. The Community Band Festival?
The Three Rivers Community Band Festival.
You don't put the words East Wind Symphonic Band into the title, even though you are the host band and started it all.
No, we don't, because we really wanted it to be a community come together, whereas East Winds is the supporting organization. You know, we manage the funds, we make sure it all comes together. We also invite members from other regional bands to be part of our organizing committee, so that we're sure to be a little more inclusive of bringing together that sort of collaboration between different musicians, the community part of it.
I'm going to ask Susan to give us some of the details about the music on the program in just a moment. But Annette, can you tell me which bands are participating this year?
Yes, it will be the festival band, which is made up of members from 50 different organizations, and they perform first. North Pittsburgh Symphonic Band is our guest band. And then we have Community Band South, and then we're the last band to participate, and that's East Wind Symphonic Band.
And how does the festival band work?
The festival band brings people in from, in most years, it's at least 50 different community organizations. And they all come together for a morning of rehearsals with the guest band conductor. And this year it's Stephen Baldanzi, who directs Allegheny Brass Band and also is a band director at North Allegheny School District at the intermediate high school.
And they only have a few hours in the morning to get it working.
A few hours, and they come together. They're doing five pieces, and then they perform in the afternoon. They have lunch together so they can share, you know, stories about their bands, what works well for their band, what pieces do they like. You know, you can just kind of band geek out with other band people from other bands.
And because of the quality of their work, they can pull it together. It sounds
great. Absolutely. It does. Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit of the music they're going to play.
Well, the festival band will be playing a symphonic overture, Charles Carter, Variations on Scarborough Fair, which is an arrangement by Calvin Custer, and an American Folk Rhapsody No. 3 by Claire Grunman, which is kind of a classic with, you know, recognizable folk songs, and a couple other things, too, as well.
Susan Sands, you're the director of the East Wind Symphonic Band. What does your band have in mind?
Oh, we have some real gems this year. We're doing Dance On No. 2 by Arturo Marquez, which is really his breakout number, which happened when they were doing the Venezuelan Youth Orchestra was
that
traveling.
Was Gustavo Dudamel's
big hit.
And
actually, I noticed that the Pittsburgh Symphony is opening with that. That's the first piece on their opening concert. So we did it first. But so we're doing the dance song, which is so much fun. We're doing a piece that I'm really excited to be bringing both to the band and to a band audience and a general audience as well, is Dances in the Cane Breaks by Florence Price. And it's exciting because for a long time she was really underappreciated. She had been appreciated while she was living in her time in Chicago, and was actually the first African-American woman composer to be performed by a major symphony orchestra in the United States, and that was the Chicago Symphony. So she was very popular, and then after she died in about, 1953, and this piece, Dances in the Cane Breaks, was written just a few months before she passed away. So it's her mature work. And then it was transcribed for orchestra by her friend William Grant Still, another African-American, you know,
the
really
dean
strong.
Of African-American
absolutely.
Composers.
And music. Yeah. Yeah.
Very important.
And then it was in 2019 when it was transcribed for Winds. And I have a pre-publication copy of it.
Nice.
So I am so excited. And the band was excited. Many of them never heard of her. And, you know, it's not somebody I heard of when I was studying music.
The name is still getting
either.
Out there. It's interesting,
yeah.
Isn't it? She won the Grammy, beat the Pittsburgh Symphony for the Grammy when Philadelphia recorded her symphonies a few years ago. But her name is just now beginning to be generally known by the general public. Have you a chance to look at the clarinet part?
Goodness. We've been playing it for 2 months now.
So you like it?
Oh, my goodness. The woodwind parts are beautiful.
Great.
The melodies, yeah.
Okay.
We're the violins of this part.
Well, this sounds like a terrific concert that you're going to be giving. We can't mention every piece as much as I'd like to, but highlights of the other band's work. What are we going to be hearing that really makes you especially interested?
Well, North Pittsburgh Symphonic Band is going to be performing the first movement from Johann de Mey's The Lord of the Rings Symphony, which is Gandalf. And it's a really, really wonderful work. It's a, you know, a basic in the band repertoire, modern band repertoire. And I think it's been around for over 20 years at this point. But it's still, you know, fresh and wonderful. And it takes Gandalf on a crazy ride with his horse Shadowfax. And it's just programmatic and lovely. That's what North Pittsburgh's doing. That I'm really looking forward to hearing.
And that'll be conducted by?
That will be conducted by Dr. Tad Grieg.
Great.
So, yeah. And Community Band South has some pretty interesting things. They're doing a movement or two from the Cajun Folk Songs by Frank Ticelli. And a Sam Hazo piece, Novio Lenio, which is a special favorite of Community Band South and how it relates to some of their previous conductors. And Community Band South is being conducted by Max Gonano.
Wonderful.
So,
you know,
yeah.
Max has a QED connection. He was an engineer here, I don't know for how long, many moons ago, before my time, if that tells you anything. Goes back a little ways. But he has such great spirit, and I can tell the band's thriving under his leadership. And it was hard for them because they lost two of their top directors that were much beloved figures in the band world. My goodness, that
was
difficult.
Yeah, it was sad. We were really blessed to have both Dean Streeter and Jim Bennett working with us on the festival committee for almost 20 years, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll miss them for sure. But Max is bringing a high energy and good spirits to the proceedings. Who else have we not touched on? Does that cover everything, the highlights of the other bands that we should mention?
Well, there is the finale. And I don't want you to forget the finale, because the finale is called Clarinet Candy by Leroy Anderson. And what we're going to do is bring together all the clarinet players from the day, and we're bringing them up onto the stage. And they're all playing together for the first time ever. So they're not rehearsing. I didn't tell you that. But it's going to be, I know. It's going to be fabulous just to have that camaraderie.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Nanette Mancuso, you've been playing the clarinet in the East Wind Symphonic Band for a while now.
Oh, yes.
Why do you put all your heart and soul into it the way you do?
It is my safe space. It is my whole... my heart, really. I am so dedicated to this group, and I appreciate every single rehearsal. Even if I am ill, I try to show up. But no. And Clarinet Candy is a doozy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love the piece. I've heard it on the radio, and I'll look forward to hearing your live performance of it. So for folks who are hearing our conversation, how can they get involved in one of the bands from their neighborhood or your East Wind Symphonic Band? Of course, you go to the website and check out auditioning possibilities. Or how does one get involved if they're thinking, I haven't had the instrument out of the case in a long time? Is it possible to participate in one of these groups?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's the usual thing I hear. I really want to play, but I haven't had my instrument out of the case for a while. And so we don't have an audition. If we have an opening in a section, we'll invite people to come in. We actually have a wait list for the band, which is hard to imagine. And it breaks my heart some of the times, too, because, you know, it's like, I really want to bring all these people in, but there's like only so much space in the facilities. So what they would do is contact, in our case, East Winds, you'd contact me. And you can find that contact information on our website. And then they would be invited to a rehearsal, and we have them come and sit in and see if it's something they feel comfortable with. So they can just try it out for a little bit, you know, like trying on a new pair of shoes. And And then we see, how do you feel about this? Mm-hmm. You know, so no obligation. Just see what you know, what it is for you.
Nanette, what was your process to joining the band? Did it involve a lot of thought?
Oh, no.
You just called up and said, I'd like to play.
After I got my degree at Duquesne University, I thought, I need to play. I need to play in a group. And I found their group online, and I just immediately, and I joined, 27 years ago?
Was it before Jenna was born?
Yes.
Yes, before my second daughter. Yeah.
Congratulations.
I've been playing ever since, yeah.
That's great. And you taught in the Catholic school system here.
Oh, yes.
Where was that?
That was 48 years out in Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School and all of the surrounding elementary schools. I did the band and choral programs.
Have any of your students wound up in the band? Do you ever bump into students that you had in the classroom?
Some of them have become music majors, but I am in the band with a couple of my high school players.
That's
from
nice.
Gateway High School, yeah.
So how would you describe the spirit of this event for folks who've never been to the band festival happening? And you mentioned how nice it is for the band members to get together and compare notes, but for the general audience, how would you describe what folks are going to enjoy?
It's very exciting. It's full of beautiful music constantly, every hour. Just the chatter of people in the hall and the after party after. They get to even talk and communicate with the other bands. And maybe there is somebody that hasn't played for a long time. I've had that happen where they come up to me and ask, how do we get in? How do we start? We want to be involved. But, yeah, it's very exciting.
And you have a social hour afterwards in
yes.
the cafeteria at Franklin mm-hmm. Regional with cookies. The band members make the cookies?
Yes, all the participating bands.
That's wonderful. It's always really nice.
I don't care.
We're going to give things away, too, yep. which is kind of fun. And there's always, you might meet somebody new there after the band. So folks come from all around the region to Franklin Regional High School, which has lots of free parking. The parking lots are broad there, and your GPS will take you right there. It's not an obscure location if you plug it in, Franklin Regional High School, yes?
Absolutely, mm-hmm.
yep.
yes.
What else would you like to share about this beautiful event? The band movement, you're steeped in it. You've won the Silver Scroll Award with the East Winds Symphonic Band, which is national recognition of the work that you're doing in Pittsburgh. But what is it about? You mentioned a conference you went to not too long ago. For people who don't know the world of bands, what's the band world like? What's it all about? What are we talking about?
Oh, it's very vibrant. There's the Association of Concert Bands, which is an international organization that brings support to community bands, semi-pro bands. Some of them are more audition, more serious, and some of them are more we just pick up a group of people and play together in the summer. So whatever it is that is community band by a definition, it's a community of people that come together and play band music. So the Association of Concert Bands is sort of like that umbrella organization. And so I joined quite a number of years ago because I found that, again, this camaraderie of talking with other band directors and other people really supportive of the band movement, there was so many ideas and so many different ways of looking at things and new music to be seen. So that was very positive for our band, too. My involvement with the organization, I think, brought a lot of energy into what our band is doing. And so by bringing this festival kind of also is like a mini, I don't know, ecosystem, you know, in a way, of what the Association of Concert Bands does. And I should probably say I'm dreadfully involved with the Association of Concert Bands. I'm like a past president.
Great.
Things like that. So, yeah.
You know,
I should have a disclaimer
about.
There.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
You're talking
yeah.
from personal knowledge. That's
yes.
wonderful. Yeah. Susan Sands, the maestra, is the needle moving on women directing bands. Do we have more? Mostly it's men still.
I know. What's with that? I don't
I
understand.
Tell me.
I do too. Yeah, yeah.
Do you see more women becoming conductors or getting deeply involved as you are in the band movement?
I do see some. And, you know, although they're winning the Sutler's Silver Scroll, which is the international recognition for bands in actually all over the United States by the Sousa Foundation, I have two friends who are the other two women. There's three of us out of, I don't know, 50 men who have been involved with that. So, yeah.
Well, we have to keep pushing that, don't
but
we?
But we are really, yeah.
Nanette, have you ever thought on this? Why aren't more women involved as conductors of bands?
I haven't, but I did conduct when I was in teaching bands, but you didn't find many of us out there.
Do you think it's because brass instruments are so often thought of as what a guy plays? You know, in the orchestra world, it always used to be the cigarette-smoking, beer-drinking,
yeah,
the last one to leave the bar stereotype. You know,
well,
it was a guy thing.
There's something I have to tell you. I had a flute student. The father did not want him to play flute, and he said, flutes aren't for boys. And I said, I don't see a pink or blue color on a flute. And he played flute.
Great. So, well, thank you for moving things in that direction. And there are a few professionals and principals of major orchestras that mm-hmm. are men these days. But, of course, harpists were always women. So there are stereotypes.
Yeah, there are.
There's more male harpists, too, I've seen.
Yes,
also.
I think so.
So I think it's
going both ways.
I think it's getting better.
Yes.
I really do.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And you're doing what you're doing is all one can do, setting an example.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's absolutely great. Mm-hmm. But I never hear any negative comments about Susan Sands as the music director of the band. She's totally accepted, right along
oh,
with
yes.
Max Ganano and all the other hard-living band directors. Oh, my. And love them all, really. I'm speaking about people that I dearly love. But I just want to wish you both the best. It's going to be a great, fun afternoon at Franklin Regional mm-hmm. High School. Thank you, Nanette, for helping to get the word out about what's happening. Anything else we should share? Have we covered it?
I would just say come because there are four very different bands. You get different personalities, all really fine. And it switches every half hour. And free, and free reception, mm-hmm. and free nice people. You can't go
and
wrong.
You can come and go. You don't have to be, you know, pressured to stay from 2 to 5.
I could not agree more. The atmosphere is very relaxed, and that's nice. And you can bring grandma or bring the kids.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, it works for all ages, I think. We'll hope for nice weather like today, but rain or shine, you have a good time. I've been there for both. Susan Sands, Nanette Mancuso, thank you so much for what you're doing and for coming by to talk over the band festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.